The time has come for some of us. We may be looking for a new job in education or just getting started and looking for our first job in education. How exciting is that? But what should this process look like? How should we pursue employment with a school district? Well, I'm here to tell you, there are a few things you should consider. This is Everything But the Lesson Plan podcast, and I am your host, Francesca Thompson, educator and founder of Thrive 12. Today, we will talk about how to start your job hunt and own the process of where you will want to be next school year. I am on spring break right now, and I have been sick pretty much the entire break. It is amazing how things work. Never sick all 180 plus days I have to work. But the moment I get a break, I get the flu. I had almost 20 things that I wanted to do on break, and I knocked out 5 before the flu knocked me out. So, yep, life keeps life in here. Today, we will talk about this employment situation. Some of you may be on the pursuit to become a teacher for next school year, and some of you may just be ready to just leave your district because of, and I'm gonna let you fill in those blanks. But we all have a reason. What should searching for employment in education look like? I want to start with my story of searching for a new job as a teacher many years ago. We all know, let's go ahead and deal with this elephant in the room. There is a national teacher shortage. According to the report given by the U.S. Department of Education, even though we have seen some improvement, the remaining shortage varies significantly from state to state, district to district, and school to school. Additionally, before the pandemic, schools were already experiencing a shortage with disproportionate impacts on students of color, students with disability, and English learners. So that's still going on. So how does this teacher shortage impact you, especially with your pursuit of employment? I would say you need to be clear on what your bare minimum requirements are from your new school, wherever you want to work. That is the pay, subjects that you want to teach, the level of stress, the duties that are required of you, your administration expectations, the time off the district is going to give, what do the holidays look like, what are your contractual days, what are the expectations of you during the summertime, what kind of professional development requirements do they have, what is the new teacher support, right, new teacher training, what kind of technology advancements, and the list goes on. When I was in school, learning to, you know, just learning to be a teacher, right? We really didn't talk about that stuff, the human resource part. Then ultimately, that's the part that's going to make you happy. We talked about a whole lot of other things. They taught us a lot of different things to be successful in the classroom. But what is that pursuit for finding somewhere that's going to fit you? What does that look like? And what should you do? And these are the things that we need to talk about. And so I want to kind of keep it real today with this podcast. I hope I don't make some HR managers upset, but if you want to be honest, in education, your position defines who your customer is. Teachers are on the front line. Their customers are the students everywhere. That's who we are in service for, the students. But other positions in education, I look at it as the customers can definitely be the teachers. A district should have policies and procedures in place that support a customer-friendly environment, a positive culture for the teachers, so that the teacher can be their best self and do their best job. I feel like we need to get away from this hiring people and throwing them to the wolves. And when I say the wolves, that can mean anything. That could be any part of your system. The wolves could be a terrible or no teacher training policy. a new teacher that walks into a school and there's no teaching, tr new teacher training, that could be considered the wolves. It could be a district that grossly lacks resources but didn't reveal that kind of stuff up front in the interview. It could be hiring a person for one job, getting them in, and giving them something totally different whenever class is in session. To me, those things are not fair and things that we must change in education. Yes, and I'm saying it loud, we need to do better. A few tweaks here, a few policies, and allocating your resources a different way, you can create a climate and culture that's positive for everyone. It's not something that you can do overnight. It might take a while, but I would say work on those things that make everyone successful. And this will reduce high teacher turnover. When I first started looking for my job in education many, many years ago, I had just started my teaching program at the University of Georgia that summer. And boy, the stories I'm about to tell you will have you laughing. But one thing I knew for sure, I was coming from corporate, so I had a little bit of that to me. Okay, corporate people come into education with a different mindset sometimes. We didn't start off in school learning and training to be a teacher. I actually went to school for business. And so I knew what my bare minimums were going to be. And now I wasn't perfect and didn't have all of them because I didn't know the world of education and I didn't really have anyone to mentor me in that first couple of months, right? But I knew going into this thing, I knew that I was willing to work at a school that had challenges with teaching economically disadvantaged students. Matter of fact, I was okay with that. I wanted that. And I also was okay with a school that may lack a few resources. Those things did not bother me at all, right? But my bare minimum and where I was not going to budge was what with the subjects that I wanted to teach. And I knew what I wanted to teach. I knew what my background was. If I was going to get a job, this is what I was going to have to do. And so, also, I didn't mind traveling to a school that was not close to my house as long as I was able to gain the experience. But for my bare minimums was I wanted to teach in career tech, right? That was my background. And at that time, there was a shortage, so I knew I had strong chances of landing a job in career tech. So, my first interview. It was my first interview and my first job offer. They offered me to teach robotics in something like electricity or electrician, I don't know. But I was just so confused. I said, I'm in my mind at the interview, I'm like, what on my resume speaks robotics? You see, I was more marketing and business, and that's what my resume spoke. So with career tech, I wanted to do marketing and business. I could possibly do finance, but there was nothing on my resume that spoke robotics. Okay. And I was just so confused on why would they offer me this position? I teaching, and it was something else with this job. It was robotics, it's something with electricity. I can't remember, but I was just like, I don't even know how to fully operate all the buttons in my car. So I know I'm not going to be helpful with trying to teach a kid how to build a robot. They gave me a book, told me to take it home to review it. When I opened it, it just looked like a foreign language. I had absolutely no clue of what this was, and I got a headache immediately. I even showed my husband the book, and he just about laughed himself out of the house, okay? We all knew that that was not the job for me. I would literally have to bring my husband to class with me to teach that because I knew nothing about that. So it was at that moment I knew this district might be a little bit on the desperate side and was willing to put me in something that I would ultimately fail at. And it was a no. My bare minimum was to teach in the business marketing area. And I knew that those jobs were available And so, and my resume and my cover letter spoke to that. So that was, I wasn't going to budge on that. So that might not be your bare minimum. Okay. You may be willing to teach whatever and have an open mind on just different subjects, and that is okay. So my next interview, and offer, it was an interview and offer. They were teaching me, they were hiring me to teach business classes part-time and then something else that had nothing to do with business. But I can't, it was so long ago, guys. I can't remember what it was. But when they offered it, I was like, no, half this and half something else just sound like a setup. I was like, nope, not gonna do it. No, thank you. I'm good. Then my next interview. This one was very interesting because I did not get an offer at this interview. And when I walked in, they looked at me for the first time and didn't think that my name on the resume aligned with who I showed up in as in person. I fool a lot of people with the name Francesca, and you could read between the lines. So when I walked into the interview, I got the vibe that they were not expecting me. And you know what? That's cool. Show me who you are, right? Show me who you are so I can believe you. And so I just knew I didn't want to be in a place where people weren't going to accept me. Just think about working in a new industry and people that you work with don't even like you because of, and you can fill in the blanks. So I didn't take that job. Well, I'm sorry, they didn't even offer it to me, and I'm good with it. And so I went on about my way. In this fourth interview, I was able to get the job that I like. It was in Atlanta, and I had some incredible years with this school and meeting some of the best people in education and really growing as a teacher. And my bare minimums worked out for me because I was able to accept this position and teach the subject that I wanted. It was a pretty great school, met some cool people, grew as an educator, and then was able to go somewhere else later on. And I'm glad that I stuck with, my guts, right? And didn't accept the first thing that was offered to me and really searched and found things that I think was going to align with who I wanted to be as an educator. So what is that for you? What are your bare minimums? So, and how do you figure this thing out? How do you figure out whether a teaching position is a good fit for you? I'm going to tell you, I've always said this in all of my different podcasts, that I'm a researcher. So do your research. You can look up their grade school ratings. You can see what the complaints are. But I'm going to tell you, take in consideration that people can be mean, right? So not all grade school ratings are, you have to kind of read those with caution, right? So read it with care. See what the trends are in the compliments and the complaints, and then kind of make a decision. Search your school district online, review some of your school board meetings. That can be a big telltale sign. Are the board members fighting? Does it seem unstable? Who is the superintendent? How long has that superintendent been employed? And just those kind of things. And then you can see if you're willing to take a risk. Go to the district's page, right? Or your school's of the school that you're interested in, their webpage or their Facebook page. What awards have they received? What things are they doing and posting about? Research, create a spreadsheet, document these things, and see if this area is for you. If you got a mindset that you want to work at a district or a school that might be struggling a little bit because you have this incredible skill to help and support and create systems, and you want to get in and you want to change things, go for it. If you're not about that stress and you just really want to come in and work in your subject and work with kids on a different level. Look for those things when you're looking and searching for those jobs. Join those different social media groups that represent those districts and see what people are saying, right? Ask people, right? When you're on social media, you can find people who are connected to different districts. Just ask. So, then also some other things you can think of or look up. What are the school standardized test scores over the past few years? What are the average class sizes? That's really important. What are the ESOL population of the school? How will you be equipped to meet their needs? The biggest things for new teachers is what type of support will they have and how can they show that, give you evidence of that? New teachers, you want to work with a district that's going to have some type of new training program to get you acclimated to that school. That to me is just key. And I would also say, what is the school asking you for in the offer? I don't like it when new teachers come on and they give them a lot of extra, especially new teachers. I think that first year, that's all they should be doing is just teaching and learning that craft. I don't think they should be teaching and coaching and doing clubs and doing all of these other different things. I think it's too much, right? And I will say my first job, that school did not allow me to take on extra. They really wanted me to just teach. And I now looking back, that wasn't even one of my requirements. I wouldn't have even known about that. But I appreciate that that school, that was part of their policy and what their expectation was back then. I don't know what it is now, but back then they hired you on as a new teacher. That's what you were doing. I wasn't teaching and coaching. I wasn't teaching and being an advisor or taking on some extra activities after school. I literally had the time to learn how to be a teacher, and I was going to school at the same time. So those things are important. Also, when you go on your interview, always ask for a tour. And hopefully you can go on the interview during the school day. Ask for a tour. See what the culture and climate is in the building. See how friendly people are, right? Also, look and see how clean the school is. That is important as well. Those things matter. And sometimes those are the things that we kind of forget about because we're just so excited and we're ready to just take a job. But I want you to be happy, okay? I want you to be happy with where you're going to work. Because these things matter. So now, if you're going to investigate thoroughly, please have your stuff together as well. Have your resume together. Have questions prepared. Be ready for the interview. Make sure you've done your research on the school. Be ready to have a team of people. I remember I did an interview and it wasn't just me and the principal, it was me and the whole team. You know, and so you got to be prepared for stuff like that. So just get ready, be ready, do your research. There are a lot of things to look for when trying to teach, but do your due diligence. Now, get that job. A very underutilized resource, I will say, is LinkedIn. So I go and create your LinkedIn profile if you don't have that and see what's out there about that school. See what the district is posting. See what people that work for the district is posting. See what kind of resources they got going on or trainings or things like that. I have been able to find some great information about schools just going to LinkedIn, but I've been able to see how their staff engages with them and how the culture is in that district or that school. It's exciting, okay? And these are the things that matter. You have to own this process so that, because you've got to commit to this, right? You got to commit to this for at least a year. And for some more than that. So I want you guys to have everything together so that you can commit to something and be happy. You've got this. I will definitely be adding a few resources to the show notes to help you with the process. I wish you the best in the upcoming school year. I are for those who signed their contracts and for those who were like, yeah, I'm gonna try something different. Hopefully, we didn't lose you altogether in education. We need more teachers. Recruit more teachers. Call your friends. Tell them to come on and be a teacher. We do need more teachers. And it's a great job, y'all. You get to impact students and you get to meet people and just, I have been able to do so many different things in these many years that I've been in education. And so I've really enjoyed it. But I do want you guys to make sure you're doing your research. Please use what will work for you in the pursuit. Be positive and go and get that dream job. Go get it. You got this. Keep thriving.